bring in our great friend, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who's also the head of the National Republican Senate Campaign Committee. Senator Scott, welcome, sir. I want to play some sound, a clip you made a couple days ago. I actually ran this on our Fox Business show, Kudlow, but I want to play it one more time for our listeners. Let's take a listen.
Intel Corporation made $20 billion last year. Guess what? We're going to give them some money to build a plant. Then we're going to give them a tax deduction for building the plant. And then we're going to give them a tax credit for building the plant. And guess what? They can keep doing business in China.
Well, Senator, I kind of thought you nailed it. And that's the
problem.
You can't
make this stuff up, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm so disappointed.
Can you see why we have – why do we have $30 trillion worth of debt? This is why. We spend money with no accountability. It's broken. And why do we have inflation? Because Washington just wants to spend every dime they can. They don't care about the debt. They don't care about the deficit. They don't care about inflation. And they don't care about accountability. It is frustrating.
It's got to be frustrating. By the way, nowhere have I heard anybody even whisper about a pay for. All right. Now, we don't want to raise taxes. We could cut spending elsewhere, but we don't need this monstrosity anyway. This is a big political, industrial planning, you know, picking winners and losers. Exactly what I thought conservatives were opposed to. Now, Rick, the thing that's so bad is 16 Republican senators voted for the procedural resolution, and then Chuck Schumer comes in and snookers everybody with a $250 billion bill. Why is the GOP helping him?
Well, I hope we don't. I mean, we can stop this. I mean, this is just a giveaway with no accountability. I mean, Larry, you and I want to make sure we build things in America. We want to make sure we hold China accountable. I'm all in. I think you're all in on this stuff. But think about this. Why don't we just say, oh, we're not going to buy any products with the government could say, we're not going to buy any more products made with computer chips made in China. That would be a way to do it. It wouldn't cost us anything. But this way, we're spending billions of dollars with no accountability, no return. I'm an investor. I'm a business guy. I said if I was going to put money up when I ran companies, I'd say, hey, if you want capital, what are we going to – we got to get a return on it because the bank or the shareholders are not going to want us to do that. I feel like that's my job in the Senate. I'm a fiduciary for the taxpayer. The taxpayer in this case gets no money back. There's no return to the taxpayer. But Intel Corporation, these big chip makers – it's a boondoggle for them. So they're out lobbying for this. They've hired all these lobbyists. So they come up here and say, oh, we've got a crisis here of semiconductors. Now, we're not going to say, oh, we want you to build specific semiconductors that we need. No, that would be too much. And we're not going to say that you have to stop doing business in China. By the way, Intel Corporation, their CEO, who made $180 million last year, which I'm happy people make money, he said when after China invades Taiwan, he's not going to change his business practice at all. He was going to continue to do business in communist China. That's disgusting.
Mm. Didn't some of this, Senator Scott, some of this Intel money, Intel's building a big plant in Germany, too. I mean, I'm not against Germany, but again, like you, I'd like homegrown onshoring activity wherever possible. And he's going to build this plant in Ohio anyway. I mean, and I know Rob Portman's voting for this, but the fact is he's going to build this plan. He's already started to build this plan. And the other thing, Senator, is private investment capital is flowing into the industry, which is very profitable. The trade group, the Semiconductor Industry Association, they've said, if you look at their website, $250 billion of private capital is flowing into that industry. Why does the federal government have to put another $250 billion into it? I don't get that.
Yeah, well, it's good for these semiconductor companies. It's bad for the taxpayer. And we don't get anything. If we're supposed to say we're against China controlling things, let's do something that says that. And by the way, Intel might. You know, we give them all this money. They don't have any obligation to stop doing business in China it makes you mad. We got to stop wasting your money. We got to balance this budget. We got to get this inflation under control. Look at what it's doing. I can tell you, I just did a roundtable, and I'm in Tampa today. I just did a roundtable of business people. I mean, they're struggling with supply chain problem. They're struggling with inflation. They can't get people to come back to work. I mean, their businesses are not open like they used to be because they can't get enough people to work. The restaurants, the manufacturing companies. We've got to start fixing this country. And this administration, these Democrats, don't want to do anything. It's not that hard. Balance the budget. Reduce taxes. Reduce fees. Reduce the regulation. Reduce the permitting time. That'll get people back to work.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a lot cheaper. That's right. It'd be a lot cheaper if we extended the Trump tax cuts, particularly the corporate tax cuts. It'd be a lot cheaper
yeah,
just to give...
I put out a plan that would do that.
Yeah.
Larry, I put out a plan that said one, if you're able-bodied, okay, you ought to go back to work. Number two is we got to extend the Trump tax cuts. I mean, they had an unbelievable impact on our economy. And the Biden and the Democrats want to get rid of it. It's going to hurt our economy big time. It's going to hurt jobs in this country.
I mean, the mystery to me, Senator Scott, is why so many Republicans want to back a Biden-Schumer-Pelosi bill. And we, the Republicans, conservatives, have the high ground. I mean, as you note, we want to cut taxes and deregulate, freeze spending or cut domestic spending, keep the dollar strong to fight inflation. We have the high ground because of the disastrous Biden policies that have taken a great economy and run it into the ground, into a combination of inflation and recession. Why would 16 GOP senators back this stuff? This is Biden, Schumer, Pelosi stuff. And I think it's going to undercut the GOP arguments for the November elections, at least among the senators.
Well, I'm responsible for the Senate committee, help our candidates win. We've got 21 Republicans up, seats up. We got only 14 Democrats, but so that's it's going to be a lot of work. But we've got great candidates. We've got a lot of energy. The public is fed up with the Biden administration, so we have to just raise our money. We raise the money, and the Democrats right now are out raising it. So if we raise our money, we're going to have a great November, and hopefully at that point we can stop all this nonsense. But $30 trillion in debt with Biden's plan on taking it to 45 is pretty scary.
In the Republican Senate conference, can you make the case to your colleagues that this is no time to back a big spending pork barrel industrial policy bill? Can you try to persuade them that this is the wrong path?
I'm doing my best, but what really persuades people is when people call and say, hey, look, we got to quit spending money like this, and what's our return? I'm a taxpayer. I don't want to spend my money like this. So what I ask people to do is call their House member, call their senator, say, look, tell me how this makes any sense. Look, we all want to make sure we produce everything we can in America, but we can't do it where we're paying people to build it, paying people, give them a tax break for building it, and give them a tax credit. That makes no sense. You know, what I did when I was governor of Florida, Larry, I did economic development projects. But what I said is I'm going to make at least five times, not just get my money back, five times my money, or I won't give you any money. And I only did projects where it was something that wouldn't come to Florida, like a light manufacturing or a back office or a regional office. It didn't have to be in Florida. And so by doing that, I helped a lot of businesses grow, but I got a return for the taxpayer. This bill has no return for the taxpayer. It's going to cause inflation, more debt, more deficits.
Yeah, we're going to get some numbers this week, Senator Scott. I think it's Thursday, but the second quarter GDP report comes out. It is likely to be a negative. We already had a negative in the first quarter, and it's going to be combined with about an 8% inflation rate. Now, this is the demise of the Biden policies and the Biden presidency. This is the best argument for Republicans because this big government socialism has failed so badly. The radical climate activism has failed so badly. But, I mean, it gives the GOP a lot to run on, and presumably they know how to fix it. But when you vote for a bill like this, $250 billion pork barrel bill, that really, I mean, this is my worry, Senator Scott. It just undercuts the GOP position. And I know the cavalry's coming, and I know there's some good candidates. A lot of these candidates are newcomers. They're not responsible for this. But it just concerns me that we're giving the Democrats ammunition. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, bipartisan spending.
I agree. Larry, I agree with you. We got to stand for what we believe in.
Yes.
We have to go sell it. And if you just think about it, I grew up in a poor family. I watched my mom struggle with inflation. This is inflationary. Government spending causes inflation. And so how can we stand and say, oh, we don't like deficits, we don't like debt, we don't like inflation, when we spend money on things that we know we get no return for? We can't do that. We've got to stop doing that.
Well, what do you hear about the final vote? I think Schumer's going to want to get cloture Monday, I think you said.
Yeah, I think they're talking about, so we have the cloture vote and then the final vote on Wednesday. So we'll see. I think I, along with others, are trying to make sure everybody understands. And I've got an amendment. That so far Schumer said I can't have. And my amendment's pretty simple. It says, number one, if you take the money, right, you cannot continue to expand in China. Hmm. Number two is, if China invades Taiwan, you've got to stop doing business in China. Number three is, if we don't get all of our money back, over the next 10 years of what we gave you, through increased tax revenues from your company as a result of the investment, you have to give us the money back. Hmm. It's pretty simple.
Hmm. How does it look around the country now? You're running the campaign committee. How does it look? Where are the toughest races, Senator Scott?
Well, it's going to come down to probably seven states. So 50-50 Senate, we got to keep our 50 that we have now. The three hardest to defend will be Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. He's running a great race. Hmm. Mehmet Oz has to win Pat Toomey's seat in Pennsylvania. He's running a very good race. I was with Ted Budd yesterday in North Carolina helping him raise money. So I tell people, if you want to help us, you know, raise money, you can text WIN to 55404. But I was there. Then our pickup opportunities are Herschel Walker in Georgia, Adam Laxalt in Nevada. Whoever wins the Republican primary, they can beat Kelly in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And whoever wins a Republican primary can beat Haslam up in New Hampshire. We've got some great candidates in Colorado and Washington, harder states to win, but we have a shot there. So we have three we have to defend, six potential pickup opportunities. So it's good candidates, very good candidates, great year. We just have to raise our money.
I got one for you. I know it's a long shot, but I think in Connecticut, Themis Claridis, I think she's going to win the primary. I have nothing against Leora Levy. She's a fine woman, but I think Themis is going to win. And I think Richard Blumenthal, who is the Joe Biden of Connecticut, he can be beaten. Your poll, your campaign committee poll, when he ran against a generic Republican, it was about even. I think he was plus two. Right. Themis can win that race.
Shot there. Absolutely. Here's the key. We're going to get a good candidate out of the race in Connecticut. Blumenthal has got very poor approval ratings. So if one, we have to raise our money. Two, we have to run a good campaign to get our vote out. It's not just making sure from a poll standpoint people want to elect us. They got to show up at the polls. So we got to get volunteers to go out there and help us get the vote out, because it really takes work, to remind people to vote, to make sure they get to the polls, all these things. And when we do, you're right. I think we have a really good shot in Connecticut. But we've got to raise our money. That's why, I probably bug people too much, but I tell them, if you want to help us, text WIN to 55404, because that's how we win. We got to be able to tell our story, because the incumbents could raise more money. Blumenthal will have more money, whether it's Leora or Themis. He'll have more money. So we don't have to have as much money, but we have to have resources to be able to tell our story.
Are you following this story in New York? Lee Zeldin running for governor.
So can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody wants to kill the guy, a governor candidate, and they let him out of jail immediately?
But that's apocryphal. That's the Democrats, isn't it?
People want to leave New York. They're fed up with these soft arm crime policies. You know, we got a candidate in North Carolina, the Democrat. She was a Supreme Court justice there in North Carolina. All she did was let criminals out. I mean, it's like, my mom would have been furious with me if I did anything wrong, and I knew that on top of getting in trouble with her, I would be in jail for doing something like that.
Yeah, I think besides the fiscal stuff and the climate stuff, Senator, I think soft on crime is a very big issue. It's a national issue.
I agree. Just,
you know, here, even in New York, I mean, people are furious at what's going on. They are just furious.
I always think elections come down to your livelihood, so it's either job, inflation, your children's education, so they want school choice. They don't want their kids taught critical race theory. Number three, they want them to be safe. And so that's what you should talk about. And you have to show people that you care about them. You've got to show people that you're competent. But talk about the issues they care about. That's what people care about. You know, that's a lot of this other stuff, they're interested in it, but they really care about, can I support my family? My kids get a good education. Is my neighborhood safe? Mm-hmm. And if it's not, I got a problem.
Well, I know you're very busy. We appreciate your time here on a Saturday morning. Senator Rick Scott of Florida. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your friendship, Larry. Thank you for what you do every day.
No, terrific, sir. It's a pleasure to be friends with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.